Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. As someone from the US, I grew up inundated with messages about the value of independence, hard work, and self-reliance. Whether that message came from home or from school or the media, it was everywhere. As a culture, we value these traits, these qualities. They are looked for by employers, universities, and even the American dream is based on them. We look down upon people we perceive as lazy and blame those in poverty for not working or working hard enough. If you just work hard enough, you can achieve anything. Don't let anyone ever tell you you can't. You have to look out for yourself. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. The early bird catches the worm. You get the point. So many of us live to work. The Israelites, who came out of Egypt, were no strangers to working hard. They had spent centuries as slaves, and as Moses worked to free them, they were forced to work harder with even less resources. There was no option for a day off or vacation days, let alone to not show up for work because you just didn't feel like it. There were real consequences and threats to themselves and to their families if they were not working when they were supposed to. Centuries of constant working for little food had shaped the cultural mindset of the people. This was what God would have to work with once he got them out of Egypt. And so Exodus 16 is a good place to see the mindset of the people being a challenge to the new life that God was providing for them. He gave them bread and meat with specific instructions on how to gather it, and he assured them that if they followed his directions, they would have enough to not go hungry. He even gave them a day to rest and made it required so that they would not go hungry on that day. He had them prepare extra the day before, but they did not listen. In fact, here it is in verse 4, it says, "Then Yahweh said to Moses, 'Behold, I will rain bread down from the sky for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. It shall come to pass on the sixth day that they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily.'" So they were all set on the seventh day, which was the Sabbath or rest day. But then we get to verses 27 to 29. "On the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, and they found none. Yahweh said to Moses, 'How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? Behold, because Yahweh has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Everyone stay in his place. Let no one go out of his place on the seventh day.'" Sure, we could just say that the Israelites were hard-headed. In fact, God even calls them stubborn at one point. But remember, these people were slaves only days ago. All they knew of the world was that if they were to survive, to eat what little they were given, they had to work hard and earn it. I mean, how could they not work on any day ending in the word day, right? They weren't used to someone just giving them food just because, and they certainly weren't used to having a whole day to rest. Although they had been saved, they still had a slave mentality. The chains of their old life had been broken, but they still dragged them around into the new one. God was teaching them to trust that he would provide for all their needs. There was nothing that they contributed to their own salvation from Egypt. That was all God. And so what ends up happening eventually is that the whole generation that grew up as slaves, dependent on their own hard work to earn their keep and struggling to trust God fully, that generation, they end up not seeing the promised land. God had the people wander in the wilderness until the old generation had passed and a new one grew up knowing nothing but the provision of God. As a Christian living in a culture that highly values hard work, independence, or self-reliance, those traits can become points of contention and disobedience in our relationship with the Lord. God saves us and wants us to be dependent on him. Hard work is great, but trusting that God will provide and resting in his provision is more important. Like the Israelites, we don't contribute anything to our own salvation. That's all God. And so through his Holy Spirit, he works in us to remove the chains that bound us to those worldly values. The reality is, those chains have already been broken, but some of us drag them along with us into our new life. We want and feel the need to do more. We struggle and sometimes refuse to trust that God will handle any situation we face. It's so tempting to just handle things ourselves. But the whole time, God is saying, relax, I got this, trust me. What does Proverbs 3:5 say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. As a child of God, you no longer have to fiercely depend on yourself. You don't have to make your own paths straight. Recognize your desire to be self-reliant and to pride yourself on your own hard work and achievements as the chains and barriers that they are to the new life God has called you to. And it's not an easy process, but the peace and rest that comes from relying solely on the provision of God will be far more freeing than anything you could do on your own. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.